Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. So, little departure. I am going to spend this episode going over one study, one super recent study, because I thought, you know what? I've done the shows where I discuss a specific topic, and I'll use 2, 3, 5, 7, 9 studies. And that's great. And I'll continue to do that. But I'm also going to do shows like this because I think there's incredible value. You will see some of these headlines go across your, you know, screens or read them in the paper, wherever you are getting your content. And I'm going to break it down for you. So because I'm only doing one study, I can go a tiny bit deeper, never too deep. I don't need to bore you. I just need to give you what you need to know, right? But this is a fun, different way to do it. And today's topic is the benefits of a 12-minute workout. And this is a recent study, November 17th, 2020. So I'm going to talk about that. And this is really important because it still goes to that theme, the overarching theme of this show, that minutes matter, that excessive moderation is the way to go, that you don't have to do 30 minutes. You definitely don't have to do 60 minutes of exercise to confer and to reap the rewards. And you can do those durations if you want, when you want, but you don't have to because it all adds up. And that's why I'm going to continue to bring you the science in different ways. Sometimes one study per episode and sometimes multiple. But I've talked about how every Christmas for years on end, my wife has bought me the same 3 textbooks, an exercise physiology, a sports psychology, and a sports nutrition. Why? Because every time I read that new textbook, still going over the same topics, but I read it in a different way. I learn something in a different way. I am taking in the same information, but sometimes it takes 2 times, 4 times, 6 times before something resonates, before something that, you know, you might not have understood completely suddenly makes sense just because it's worded differently or it's time. So my point is, I'm going to hammer you with the science on this show because so many people think minutes don't matter. And the people who are truly fit are not fit because they go to the gym 3 days a week for an hour. That's 3 hours out of your week. Sure, it helps, but it's what happens outside the gym. It's the movement you do all day long. And now, thanks to COVID, more people than ever before are exercising at home and they're doing these shorter workouts. Isn't that interesting? I talk about how I was a group cycling instructor for so many years and so many people, you know, either said, I'm not doing it because it makes my legs huge, so many different reasons for not doing it. Suddenly now, it's all the rage. And that's fine, but goes to my point again. It takes how many times hearing something, seeing something when it comes to health and wellness before you maybe grasp onto it? So today it's going to be a super recent study on a 12-minute workout and a really interesting look at metabolites. So it's not about weight loss. It's not about strength. It's not about balance. It's not about so many of the typical things they look at in studies, and that's exciting in and of itself. Yet, more reason to exercise other than the scale. I mean, how many times? But that's exactly what this show is about. How many times, how many different ways do I have to say that exercise is valuable in so many ways, physiologically as well as psychologically? And this is a cool one. So sit back and get excited. Yet again, more research, more reason to exercise whenever you can for however long you can. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to get right into it. The 12-minute workout and the benefits you get. We'll be right back. All right, so today's episode is about a specific 12-minute workout, a recent study that was done and the benefits and the things they looked at, which are unique. And it got me excited. All of this gets me excited. I love what I do. But when I keep hearing different studies, reading different studies and seeing more and more benefits, I got to bring them to you. And we all need to hear them over and over and over again. Because so many people don't believe that short matters. And my philosophy on long versus short workouts is extremely simple. When you have more time, then you do a longer workout, especially when it's low intensity. And I just tweeted out recently, by the way, it's an aside, but it applies here. I would say 95% of the high intensity interval workouts that are done on social media by instructors are not even close to high intensity interval workouts. They're just circuit training workouts with some fancy moves. That's not high intensity. So when you have shorter amount of time to work out, when you have more stress to work off, when you're in the mood, you bang out a shorter workout. And by the way, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to give you a 15-minute workout interval that you can do. Simple, the framework. And I'm going to say you could do it on the, you know, stationary bike, but you could pretty much do it on almost any piece of cardio. So simple yet super effective framework for a 15-minute workout. But don't ever think that I am, you know, saying you shouldn't do longer duration workouts. Of course, I love those. But there's a time and a place when you have the time and the place, and you need to mix it up. You're going to hear me say that over and over and over again. You need to mix up your cardio workouts. You need to mix up your strength workouts. You need to do the not five, but six components of fitness. And when you do that, it's easier. Because you're not like, oh my gosh, I have to do an hour every single time. No. Or I have to do an interval workout every single time. You shouldn't. You should mix it up. All right? So what's really interesting about this study is that, again, it's not looking at weight loss. It's not looking at body fat loss. It's not looking at strength improvements. It's not looking at VO2 max or time to fatigue type things. It's looking at metabolites. Metabolites. Your body's level of metabolites. And that's different for most of you, right? You go, what the heck is that? What does it matter? Well, the headline for this study is this: short bursts of physical exercise induce changes in the body's level of metabolites that correlate to an individual's cardiometabolic, cardiovascular, and long-term health, a study by Harvard-affiliated Massachusetts General Hospital has found. Short bursts of exercise, let me just pull it apart, induce positive changes in the body's level of metabolites, things in your body, in your blood, okay? And those three really important things, cardiometabolic, cardiovascular, and your long-term health. And the study was in Circulation, November 17th, 2020, volume 142, issue 20. Couldn't be more recent. And the title, Metabolic Architecture of Acute Exercise Response in Middle-Aged Adults in the Community. And what I also really like about this study is that it pulls from the Framingham Heart Study. And for those of you who don't know about that or haven't heard of it, so many studies pull from this. So the Framingham Heart Study began in 1948 and now has three generations of participants. So it's a prospective cohort study of community-dwelling adults in Framingham, Massachusetts. It began, as I said, in 1948 with 5,209 participants. And now it includes their children, their children's spouses, their grandchildren, and grandchildren's spouses. All right, so such a unique cohort to pull from. Incredible, you know, study participant pool. Really, really amazing to have that generational aspect to it. And again, what they were looking at for this specific study was that they did metabolite profiling before and after acute exercise to see what the metabolic changes basically were, the metabolic response of exercise. So they're looking at something different. That's all you need to know, really. You need to know inside the body, they're looking at it, and then, you know, what that affected. And so for this, they did cardiopulmonary exercise testing. Again, I'm going to break it down, make it real simple shortly. and metabolite profiling done on these Framingham Heart Study participants. But they did specifically 63% women, and the average age was around 53, with blood being drawn at rest and at the end of exercise, peak exercise. All right? And so really good study. Really good study. And it was done on a stationary bike, also known as a cycloergometer, and it began with a three-minute warm-up, okay? Three-minute warm-up, and then what is known as, and so, by the way, three-minute warm-up unloaded, which means 0 watts. I did one of my first Fit Tips. What are watts? So watts, you're going to see that on your bike, another metric. We'll listen to that podcast if you want to know, but basically no resistance to start, okay? And then it became a progressive incremental ramp protocol. So basically they're going to add watts every so often. So it's going to get harder and harder slowly, just for 12 minutes though, all right? So 12 minutes on the cycle ergometer and getting harder and harder. And the crazy thing, you say, oh my gosh, 12 minutes. And truthfully, you had a three-minute warm-up. So 9 minutes of work, essentially. And the results are pretty amazing. So they observed changes in 502 of the 588 measured metabolites from rest to peak exercise. You go, okay, still, Tom, so what? I get it. Okay, let me go further. They observed favorable exercise-induced changes in circulating levels of these metabolites related to, here we go, insulin resistance, obesity, lipolysis, oxidative stress, inflammation, vascular reactivity, and, super important, longevity. Here's what I really love about this study. As I said at the start, and if you've listened to my podcasts, you might know where I'm going. It's not about weight loss. It's not about fat loss. It's not about how you look. It's things you cannot see. It's things you cannot see, but that are going to help you. Most importantly, that final one, longevity, live longer, be healthier. This is why I'm going to bring you these studies over and over and over again, hammering home that yes, we want to be our healthiest weight. And yes, carrying around excess weight leads to a myriad of issues. But we exercise for so many other reasons. And here's the difference today. Okay, since we're just doing one study, let me give you just a couple more facts, a little deeper. And my hope, I was saying to my wife as I was preparing for this podcast, my hope is that you take some of these studies, you're at a cocktail party or something, and one of your friends says something about maybe short exercise workouts not mattering, and someone may even bring up, hey, did you see this study about this 12-minute workout? And I want you to be able to kind of break it down. That's my goal. Just a couple levels. Simple facts. Talk about metabolites. You don't even have to know what those are. It doesn't matter. Just to have at the basic level, the fact that it's making all of these positive changes within your body. Okay. And one of those two changes, glutamate. All right. So that is a key metabolite that is linked to heart disease and diabetes and decreased longevity. And so that metabolite, glutamate, fell by 29%. So that's a good thing, right? Fell by 29%. And then something known as DMGV, it's the short of it, because the spelling it out for you or sounding it out is just going to confuse you. DMGV, it's another metabolite. This one is associated with increased risk of diabetes and liver disease. That dropped by 18%. Okay, so just positive things that happened internally that you couldn't see and cannot see from a short workout. That got harder. You got to go harder sometimes, but again, it's a mix. So these are just benefits. There are different benefits for low intensity workouts, which is why you want to mix it up. One of the many reasons. There are different benefits from different types of cardio workouts, psychologically and physically, okay? And so the metabolites, make a difference. Here's the one. I'm always going to give you both sides. What they did find interesting, that these responses, the metabolic responses, may be modulated by factors including your sex, so women versus men, and your body mass index. The heavier you weighed, essentially, you may not have the same exact positive response. Now, I hesitate to put this out there, but I'm always going to give you the truth because I don't want you to go, oh, well, if I weigh more, if I'm a female versus male, then it's not worth it. Absolutely not. It says you're getting benefits. The benefits may be different. And actually, they take it a step further, which I'll finish this podcast with, on how we should really reframe this, I would argue. But everyone responds to exercise positively. Is it different? Sure. And I think you still have to look at things like when you're heavier, you know, your intensity level, how hard you push it, strength training, form. But I'm going to give you all the findings. So yes, people respond differently. Doesn't mean you don't respond in so many ways. But here's the interesting way they looked at it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do the final break. When we come back, I'm going to give you that really interesting way of looking at it. Yet another way in the future we may track fitness. All right, final break. We'll be right back. And we are back talking about a recent study, 12-minute workout, and the benefits. Benefits that you wouldn't necessarily think about that aren't the typical things looked at in studies, but that matter. And that is one of my overarching themes of exercise that we don't get in a 250-word article that tells you, you know, it's diet, not exercise. Abs are made in the kitchen. It's all about flat abs, all about being skinny. No, that you can only measure and should measure certain things, certain metrics. And if you don't see that scale change, that your workout doesn't matter. Yeah. And so before the break, I was talking about one interesting way that they are looking at these metabolites. And what they're saying is now this approach shows we have the potential what? To track fitness in different ways. So in other words, because the metabolites basically acted differently based on fitness level, things like that, there was different physiological responses to exercise with the metabolites that we may be able to use those in the future, what? To look at our fitness levels. So really interesting, because the metabolites reacted differently to different fitness levels, well then maybe if you have lower levels of DMGV in your body, that could mean that you are have a higher level of fitness. So just interesting. And it all goes to workouts matter regardless of the length. And the results oftentimes are things you cannot see. And that's great news. That is great news, especially for you indoor cycling people, but for everybody, regardless of your cardio choice mode. If you raise your heart rate, you are doing cardio. If you lift heavy things, you are stressing your muscles, your musculoskeletal system. We need to do both. How you do both is your choice. You need to mix it up to be as healthy as possible and to be interested for a long time. If you tend to do the same thing over and over, you get bored, your body adapts, and you stop seeing changes. Why do you think I say this over and over to you? There's a reason. There's a reason. And when you embrace it and when you execute it, it's really fun. You try different things. You do shorter workouts. You don't look dreadingly at your workouts. You are excited to eat healthy, to do these shorter workouts, to try new things, to mix it up. So it's great news. And by the way, back to just the 12-minute workout and interval training type modality, this is how I believe we were born to exercise. We were hunter-gatherers. We ran and we rested and we ran and we rested and we, you know, moved around, but we didn't go for 3 hours nonstop at the same heart rate. You can if you want, but I believe, and I've said this in my show, why we were born to walk, run, or run walk, I think is how I put it, you can and should throw in breaks. And that's great news. You can do your steady state, you can do your interval training, and both have value. All right, let me leave you, as I said, with a 15-minute cycling workout. For those of you who have the stationary bike at home or you do it at the gym, here is a simple yet super effective 15 minutes. And by the way, if you have a rowing machine, if you're a runner, even if you're a walker, elliptical, you can still do this workout with the same framework. All right, 5-minute warm-up. 5 minutes, super easy. Get that blood flowing. Start easy, low resistance, low speed. Then you're going to do 10 intervals. 20 seconds all out. 20 seconds all out. Push yourself. You don't think 20 seconds is hard? You're not going all out. And the great thing is you go as hard as you can. So I'm not giving you a specific speed or incline. You go as hard as you can for 20 seconds. And then you get 40 seconds to recover. It's not a long time. 1-to-2 ratio, not a long time. You do that 10 times. That's a lot. But you can do it. And I want you to pace yourself. And I want those last three to be stronger than the first three. And doing interval workouts, by the way, you're never perfect at it. You're trying to spend your energy levels so that the last couple, you still have something in reserve and you can push it the hardest for the last couple. So that is what's so fun and unique about interval training. It's like doing a race. How are you pacing yourself? But it's up to you to go hard and go easy. You are out of the gray zone. There is no gray zone for interval workouts. There shouldn't be. In other words, you go hard, you go easy, you go home. You're pushing on a scale of 1 to 10, 8 or 9 for 20 seconds, maybe 10. And for the recoveries, you're 2 or 3 or 4, as easy as you can go. But you want to move, by the way. Never stop. Biggest Loser, where people run on treadmills and then step to the side and stop moving. Recipe for disaster. So walk, jog, super slow on an elliptical. Let that heart rate come down. Do not come to a complete stop. So 20 seconds all out, 40 seconds recovery, 10 times. You do the simple math, you have 5 minutes to cool down too. And that cool down is super important. Do not skip it. That is working the waste products out of your body. That is allowing your heart rate to come down slowly. And there you have it. 5 minute warm up, 20 by 40, and then 5 minute cool down. I like this format. I'm still going to bring you shows where I give you a bunch of studies to back up the claim, but I'm also going to break them down one at a time like this. So one final time, this was in Circulation, November 17th, 2020, Metabolic Architecture of Acute Exercise Response in Middle-Aged Adults in the Community. Your takeaway is 12 minutes matters. Interval training matters. Metabolites are yet another thing that we can have positive effects on in our body. We cannot see them. You cannot gauge them or track them, and you don't have to. A huge part of exercise is believing that what you're doing makes a difference. And that is why, as I said at the start of the show, you listen to this show, and I'm going to hammer you over and over again so that every workout, you're going to embrace it that much more because you're going to know the great things you are doing for your health. And that's what it's about, because there's three things we control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.